The shocking doctor position has been posted since mid-February. We only had three applications. We interviewed two people, and one wouldn't take the job because he was going to make way less money than what he's making now, and the other one didn't fit the qualifications. We are contracting with Doug Boom. We are also contracting with Laurie Jacobson until Mark Coleman finishes center training. Currently, the center has zero clients attending center training. This is a concern, and we are working on trying to recruit more students. As I mentioned earlier, all of the districts are low of staff, and that was always one of the main reasons why we cannot recruit more clients to the center. Jessica talked to some of the consumers at the college workshop. She also went to talk to the Lincoln chapter of the NFB in the efforts of recruiting students. We had eight visits from clients who want to come to the center, but several of them are lacking the basic skills to be at least at the apartment. And once again, it takes extra time from the field to provide that basic training because, again, we are short of staff in that area. We keep working on that. The Business Enterprise Program, we got 10 new vending machines, beverage machines for the Department of Corrections. We didn't have that part of the contract there due to the fact that we are doing a good job, at least that's what we want to think. They are giving us that portion of the contract now. In general, the vendors are also getting credit card readers and a system to be able to take a look at their needs, when and how much they need to purchase. There are now 13 vendors. We are in need of vendors. There are some sites that we're subcontracting, and some candidates are already in the process of being trained. And that's the report for now, unless you have questions from me.
Thank you, Carlos. Take this real quick. So, Carlos had mentioned, first of all, that I might be able to add a little bit with the RSA stuff that was talked about at the NCSAB conference. One thing that was definitely brought up as a constraint that the RSA had mentioned a number of times that they believe part of the reason why we're not spending the money is, by we as a whole, I mean, is because of inflation. That honestly didn't make much sense to me because if things or prices of things are costing more, it should be easier for us to actually spend that money. The input that was given by a number of the state agencies, and Carlos reiterated this to me as well, is a lot of the restrictions are actually what's making it difficult. Now, we managed to spend the money that we needed to, but for example, the pre-ets has that's pre-employment transition services, and pre-employment seems to be a very key part of that phrase, has a requirement of 10% of the money being used for that. And there are so many restrictions because of those two words, that one part of that phrase, that word pre-employment, that you cannot use that money for. For example, job coaches. Well, the attitude is if it's a job coach, they already have a job, so it's not pre-employment. I was very surprised to learn that technically you're not supposed to use that money for readers. Okay, so if you're going to school to get a job, it would certainly help if you could read the stuff that isn't available for you on tape or in Braille or what have you. So Carlos said that they actually just started using a different name and it just kind of slips by. So it's just stuff like that that it makes it very hard to use that money. So a lot of the states are actually just not doing that. They're just using other parts of their budget to pay for those things and then just returning that 10%. So it was very interesting. Also, it was brought up at the NBE meetings that when the RSA was invited to come to the National Council for Blind Vendors meeting, and their response was, we can't really attend that right now, but we'll be with you in spirit. Yeah. I found that pretty shocking, to be honest with you. Yes, it's almost like all they care about is the numbers and not the good that we're doing with the numbers. But that was my impression based on my observance of, stuff with the RSA there. So, but are there any questions from the board for Carlos?
I got a couple.
Well, I just got four things that really struck me favorably. And I just thought I'd list them. And the first one is how many job placements we have in the range of jobs. That's incredible. That's great. The second thing is somehow Nebraska seems to spend money. And I think that's a result of understanding that it's an investment. So good job there. The other thing that's really amazing is we're serving more clients, older blind, independent, and VR. That's awesome. And then the fourth thing, we're doing all that with short staff. So that's incredible that those three things we're able to get the job done even though we are short on staff. And that tells me that we're hiring good people. Finding new ways to do things, and the client's needs come first. So whatever we need to do, it's getting done. So the only concern I have, and you mentioned it as a concern, is the number of people at the center right now. And I hope that we can remedy that. I think anybody that goes to the center it'll be a life-changing experience for them. I kind of wonder if because you're doing a good job with the pre-ets and other ways that need isn't quite as significant as it once was. So maybe more people are coming out prepared and not needing the training center. But that being said, I do believe that it's an important aspect. It's a cornerstone of our state agency, and we just got to continue to be intentional on recruiting people. And I'm glad to hear that we had 8 visits, so that's good. So overall, very good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Linda, did you have anything?
Just a couple things.
Just to sort of reiterate, I have this habit of reading the reports ahead of time, and when I first got appointed to the commission, and I read the reports, I was really impressed with the organization and how much is getting done, and I still am impressed, and I want to personally thank you all and pass that on to your the people under you, the supervisors. You're doing a great job with the limited amount of people that we have, and I think it, I appreciate hearing about it because it just encourages me that there are people who are dedicated to training the blind and working with the blind in the state of Nebraska, and I think kudos to you all. So that's, you know, mainly what I have to say. No questions at this moment.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. And in fact, that's actually a very good habit to have, is to read those in advance. I've found it to really help me with being better prepared for the meetings. So. Okay, so with that...
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Before the break, we were talking about the language at the... Before we were talking about the language at the commission bill regarding the board members, the commission board. So I asked Erin to look for that language and she found it. So maybe, do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Absolutely. I'll just read a part about the designee section. So it says, one member shall be a member or designee of the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska, and one member shall be a member or a designee of the American Council of the Blind of Nebraska. Uh-huh. So it is a member or a designee, as the governor's office had reported to Carlos.
Wow.
So there you have it.
Thank you. Thank you, Carlos and Erin. I guess it comes down to the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law there. So, so with that, the next thing that we have is the Newsline update. Now, Kimberly is not here to present that with us, but she did email and send it out to us in advance. And I'm going to have Kathy go ahead and read that for us.
Okay, this is the Newsline update written by Kimberly Sherbarth, who is our NFB Newsline coordinator for Nebraska. NFB Newsline released version 3.1.1 of NFB Newsline Mobile on September 8, 2022. This new release contains bug fixes related to articles not loading properly. Page tabs were also added across the bottom of the app, allowing the user to select the tab for KNFB Reader Basic, Information Source, Highlights, or Settings. You no longer have to use a three-finger swipe to move through these pages. There is also an awesome global search feature on the Information Source page. You may type in a topic and a list of articles will be pulled from various sources. As of September 30th, 2022, there are 2,163 Newsline subscribers in Nebraska. 23 new subscribers during July through September, 12 of which subscribed during the Silver Summit held in Kearney at the end of August for NCBBI's OIB clients. NFB Newsline had a table set up during the exhibit hall portion of the event, and I took part in a panel discussion, sharing information about NFB Newsline with those in attendance. There were 13,089 total call minutes we have not seen for the past several months. February through July were all between 9,000 or just over 11,000 minutes per month. There were 11,798 total online accesses, which includes web sessions, NFB Newsline Mobile, In Your Pocket, email, and other online sources. Subscribers accessed Nebraska newspapers 3,584 times and national newspapers 1,452 times. That's Kimberly's report. She also provided statistics, and those will all be included in the minutes.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. So the next thing we have in the agenda is the client assistance program. Any new complaints or issues, Carlos, that you know of?
No complaints. Just the one news is that Brian is leaving someplace else, and they are recruiting a new director.
Okay. Thank you. So that concludes the old business.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Sorry. Can I just make a thought on the...
I'd like to just make a thought on the Newsline, NFP Newsline. You know, when Newsline started, you know, years ago, we didn't have all this access to Audible information that's read to us in so many different formats. And I'm a proponent in the all-above category as far as giving, you know, information and the importance of it. I'm kind of a numbers guy, and I was doing the math, and when I heard like 12,000 minutes, I quickly did some calculations, and that's like basically, what was it, 200 hours of listening time, and that's about 50 hours a week, you know, total. And I'm just wondering if, I'm not by any means advocating that we don't support it, but I'm just wondering is, are we getting the same benefit that we once did? I don't know, do we support it financially in any way? The Commission of Radio, do we support Newsline?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and I'm not saying we should do anything, but we need always continually thinking about what worked in the past may, it, does it need to continue in the future? All I'm just raising it up as an observation. And just a really silly comparison is, you know, I spend a lot of time on the phone, you know, talking to consumers every month. And I average about 4,000 or 5,000 minutes, you know, talking to people. So we got to ask ourselves, you know, are we getting the most relevant use of our dollars? And, I'm not expecting any actions, but we need to always be asking if what we did in the past works for the future. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Can I just make a comment about that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, in one of the first things I did when I became director was to look at that too, and basically cut down the money we were paying for. I think we cut the one in the Kearney or Grand Island area and the other one in the Norfolk area that was not getting readers. I also thought about the same thing you are talking about, Mark.
Okay.
But the reasons why we started to do this was because it was a mandate from the legislators.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't say NFP Newsline, but very much describe a digital newspaper accessible through the phone. So it will have to change the law to just wanted you to be aware of that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else before we move on? Okay, so then the new business, first off, is determining date, time, and location and focus topics for the 2023 board meetings. So, normally it looks like the quarter one, we usually have that in February. Is there a certain week that you usually go for, Mark?
Typically, we try to do the first Saturday in February, May, August, and November. A lot of times we do the August one towards the end of July.
Gotcha.
We've also had kind of a tradition probably the last 10 years that because of inclement weather, we've had a tradition of having the November meeting in Omaha and the February meeting in Lincoln just to minimize exposure to extended travel. And then the last thing from a historical perspective, the last couple of years, we've tried to have a Friday meeting at that August, July meeting just to kind of stay away from Saturday, give other people an opportunity to attend the meetings. That's just what we've done in the past.
Okay. Sounds good. So,
I have a little something on that,
yeah, go ahead.
If you wouldn't mind.
I understand that, you know, we do most of our meetings on Saturdays, and for me that works because I'm still employed. But an NFB member did express to me, you know, that having a meeting on a Saturday, you know, we're not that well attended, even though it's a public meeting. So, you know, what really is the interest level? And plus, I'm thinking too that it means extra time for our already overworked commission staff. So, I don't want to throw a monkey wrench in or anything, but it is, you know, something to think about. But, you know, we're probably just better off leaving it, I guess, because that's what everybody's used to.
Thank you, Linda. And I think that is part of the reason why usually in the July to August one, where that we actually have it on a weekday, so that way that's at least one time in the year when the commission staff don't have to come in on a Saturday. Plus, very rarely do we ever get the entire staff in here anyways, but not that we wouldn't love to have them. But so I just looked for the first quarter, if we were gonna do the first Saturday, you're actually looking at February 4th. So if that's...
I know a lot of consumers just remember that they, in their scheduling mindset, you know, the February, the first Saturday in February, and, you know, those,
okay.
At least that's what I've done for years. And,
as far as the location, you said that we usually do that in Lincoln, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess we can worry about the focus topics after we get the dates and locations. The second quarter would usually be in May, it looks like, from my notes. So the first Saturday of that is the 6th. Does that work for everyone? Linda?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. What about location? I know at one point we did try to have it somewhere in the west. I think we were supposed to have it in Kearney this last year.
We did.
So
we haven't had a North Fork for a while, or
Columbus.
Yeah,
Columbus.
Yeah, I'm for that.
Do we have? Yeah, I'm. That'd be fine.
Columbus. Okay.
See, I think we can find somewhere there, can't we?
I think so.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah, they got until
then. I'll work with Linda.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
And as far as focus topic for that, usually that is the time that we do the evaluation for the executive director.
Right.
So
yeah.
I just kind of have that in my notes already for that.
Good.
Third quarter is usually, again, where we do the end of July.
A lot of times we've tried to... shadow or fall on the
wages.
Yeah.
Do we know the dates for wages this next year? Or?
Yes. If the final day of wages will be July 21st.
Okay.
Is that a Friday?
Yes, it is.
Yep. It's also my birthday.
We did bump it up a week sooner this year. Than
okay.
We
so do we want to shoot for the July 21st then?
I think so. I've always enjoyed seeing the meeting.
And then probably doing that in Lincoln again since wages.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So that would be Lincoln then?
Yep.
Hi, Maureen.
Well, I usually take notes too, so if you miss something. But and then November of the next year.
In the past, we've done Omaha, but boy, a day like today, you could have went anywhere.
Yeah.
You don't always have that in November.
Fourth.
Yeah, it'd be the 4th for the first Saturday. As far as focus topics, I actually did get an idea of a focus topic during the conference that we were at this week. They had a presenter there giving data from they had a data from a number of the states. They picked, they focused more on 9 of the states, but they had sent data to each individual state of their own that had to do with a variety of different things that, quite frankly, I was kind of curious to see where we stood in all of that. And I asked Kat, and she said they definitely have that, and have someone who's really into that kind of thing that I'm sure would love to present us with that. So I didn't know if that was something that the board would be interested in, as far as everything from number of clients that we serve, how many of them get jobs, but also money that is spent and where and that sort of thing, that I just thought would be interesting. But
it would, you know, is it like you rank them to, like, Nebraska's number 2 on average wages per placement? Is that kind of what you're talking about?
That's one of the areas.
Yeah.
And there are a number of different indicators. And, and I'm sure there's certain ones you look at more than others, right?
Yep.
And I'll, you know, statistics are good for statistics' sake, but it'd be nice if, you know, we could maybe quantify why are we good in some areas, and, you know, why are other areas maybe we're not quite as high. I know I always look at, I call those key performance indicators, and they're important. You know, we want to benchmark ourselves against other states, but we also have to realize that we're a different state too. So I like it.
You like it?
Linda, you good with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want to call it?
Basically, they just had a lot of statistics that they got for the state, as far as, yeah. I mean, a large variety of things, really. I don't know what's all in it, but I just thought that would be something to learn about. Any particular month that we want to do that in, obviously, besides the May 1?
Well, just thinking about who would present that. Carlos, I'd probably have to come from you. Kat, maybe, or you?
Kat and Julie.
Yeah,
I think Kat said Julie was really into that, so.
All right.
So do we want to do that for...
Do those numbers come out like March or April, where we would want the most recent numbers?
Yeah, every 3 months we're doing it now.
Every 3 months, okay. Yeah. So
we can do whatever it's most recently.
Yeah.
So do you want to just call that focus topic statistics, or, I mean, how should I word it?
How about comparative analysis or something?
Yeah. I think it's the dashboard information.
Dashboard,
that's helpful for when we get back.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Dashboard, okay.
Okay, sounds good. So
good idea.
Any particular month that we want to try to use that for? Or
meeting?
I guess it doesn't really matter, but...
How about Lincoln in February?
Can do. Any other ideas as far as...
I jotted down a couple here.
Okay.
Let's see. One is... Center for the Blind. We haven't done that in a while. Could we do that in July 21st when we're in Lincoln? Get an update on what's going on at the center.
You want to do the center in July?
July, yeah.
Yeah.
Other ideas for moderating?
The only thing I've wondered about, this isn't necessarily a big suggestion, but we do a good job on VR, and I think we do a very good job on older blind. I don't know a lot about what we do for independent living. And, you know, I know there's not much money there, right? So can we, I would love to see an emphasis where, and you probably already do this, where you try to transition independent living people into VR whenever possible, right? But it'd be interesting for me to know the type of people that fall in the independent living category that are not the VR at it. But that's just one suggestion you guys can.
I mean, perhaps one thing we could do is, if that's maybe not enough for a whole focus topic, just broaden it to just include OIB, the older individuals who are blind, and the services that we provide for them. And I'm sure they can talk about that. That works.
Yeah, we can do all OIB and independent living, I guess. Is the NFP getting much tread on that increasing senior blind funding? Have you heard much about that?
No. Have you heard much? The study usually is getting years of it, legislators, so if you don't get it this year, then we put more effort next year.
Yeah, I was doing the math, and based on what they're proposing, that'd be an extra like $1.5 million for us, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what I thought too, but what Congress usually does is look at the population in each state, and that's why we haven't had any increase for over 20 years.
Other
states do it, we don't.
Yeah, we haven't grown, but I just think in Nebraska we're about, 1.5% of the pie. Yeah, so.
Yeah, we get very little.
We're not very big, but it'd be nice. I mean, but that would be a challenge. But we are fortunate because Nebraska has more money than most states.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And if I was another state, I'd want to listen.
Yeah. Okay.
We just don't have it for salaries.
Yeah, totally. So the next thing we had on our agenda is public comment, so we'll open that up. Is there any public comment out there?
Robert,